أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يبتغون الكتاب مما ملكت أيمانكم فكاتبوهم إن علمتم فيهم خيرا وآتوهم مما لله الذي آتاكم صدق الله العظيم. This is the second portion of ayah number 33 of Surah An-Nur. The ayah 32, and in the first part of 33, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala encouraged all those people who have guardianship of unmarried individuals, males or females, they should make arrangements somehow to get them married. In other words, encourage them and all of that. Those who don't have the means, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said that they should then make isti'afaf, in other words, abstain and restrain and not commit zina and go into sin. In this portion of the ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about one very important aspect. When we looked at slavery that was in vogue before the advent of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then slavery continued in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and slightly thereafter. But always we found that there was always an encouragement to free slaves. In the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person who frees a slave, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will free him body part for body part from the fire of Jahannam. Then we found in the Mubarak Shariat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that wherever there was penalties to be paid, kafara, etc., the first of the options would be to free slaves. So this was always the desire of the Shariat, to have slaves freed. Now there is one other mode besides when the owner frees his slave, which is called kitabat. A slave goes to his master, or the master goes to the slave. Either way, there is an offer that if you pay an X amount of money, either cash or over a period of time in installments, that will be from the master's side or from the slave side, that I offer to pay you so much, and in lieu of that payment, you free me. So this is what is called Aqd Kitabat in the Shariat, something that may be new to all of us. But this is one way that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had also brought about in the Shariat, so that when a slave has some kind of trade, some kind of profession, some kind of things that he can do, then he'll be allowed then to work, and then he will pay the master the amount that has been agreed upon. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings that aspect out also, and Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يَبْتَغُونَ الْكِتَابَ, and those who search, who desire for this particular transaction which is called kitabat, مِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ, from those which your right hand owns, which your hands own, in other words, from your slaves, فَكَاتِبُوهُمْ. Now Allah Ta'ala is advising, Allah is encouraging the owners that go ahead and come into this contractual decision that you could make with this person, so that whatever the amounts are, you can agree, and in that way the slave can get freed. إِنْ عَلِمْتُمْ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا, if you know that there is good in this person. Good will be, number one, that this person has some skill by which he can earn and he can pay off. Or the other is that after he is freed, then he does not become a burden or an opposition to Islam. Remember that the slave could be a Muslim, the slave could be a non-Muslim. So both Allah Ta'ala is saying for them that you should go ahead with this particular transaction. But if you know good, sometimes a person may be a polytheist, he may be a disbeliever, a slave, and then you let him buy his freedom off, and then he may become an hindrance to Islam. So if you know he is good, then all, by all means let it go. وَآتُوهُمْ مِمَّا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ. Now Allah Ta'ala is addressing the owner. Allah Ta'ala is also addressing the ummah. And Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَآتُوهُمْ, and give them from that wealth which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given you. So on the one hand, the owner, the slave may be of a particular value, the owner asks for a particular amount, and then he can discount it. He can now say to the slave that you were supposed to have paid me 20,000 dinars or 20,000 dirhams or whatever the case may be, so I'll let you go at 18. So that will be good from the owner's side. We have numerous narrations. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to do two types of discounts. One is at the time when the slave will come into the contractual discussion, and then he will drop the amount, and the last installment he will also give a discount in that. So we found Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum sometimes giving a discount of 1/3 or 1/4 of the total amount that was agreed upon. We found our mother, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Barira radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is famously known as the slave or slave girl of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Barira was actually the slave of a Yahud, and he came into this contractual discussion with her, and she went to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the other part of it is that Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha then from her side paid the amount to Barira so that she could buy her freedom from her master. And we find many examples like that in the Shariat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So here in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that when the slave comes up and he wants his freedom, then, and he wants to pay for it, he wants to buy it, this kitabat that has been discussed means go forward. And if the ummah has to help a person by way of giving some kinds of charities, even zakat in this case will be permissible, then do it. But help and assist in freeing so that people will live a life of freedom. In the Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that slave that goes into this contractual discussion and he has this intention to pay, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will pay. And from here the fuqaha have also deduced that وَآتُوهُمْ مِمَّا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ. The wealth eventually is from Allah. It is a fadl from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the advice is that in any works of good we should give out for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب